somebody along with that. I was about to say there's no faster hour than live radio until Gary plays this. I'm about to trying to slow things down as we're trying to speed it up and get all our content in to finish the hour.
I tell you, I was at a Boss Gags concert when he was in town last time, and he plays this. This is pretty standard. And I said, oh, loan me a dime. That'd be perfect. And then
Okay. There's the tie-in. Well, let's talk about remodeling loans real quick, and we'll get to a couple questions that have come in on text that I was actually not going to, but when I said it, you're like, no, those are great questions. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll get to them. Remodeling. We're going to do a kitchen remodel. Mama's getting the kitchen of her dreams after 30 years. We've got, and we're going to do this through the equity in our home and a remodeling project. Do y'all still offer a loan where you loan on the appraised value of the finished project of a remodel?
Yes, there are a couple of options for that. And regular conventional Fannie Mae financing, we have a renovation loan that will finance 95% of the after improved value of the property. So what we have the appraiser do is do an appraisal on the house off of the plans and specs from the builder, and all the materials. We'll find out what's going to go into the house, and the appraiser will do, and including room addition, square footage addition, we'll get a value of what the house is going to be after the work is complete, and we'll lend 95% of that after improved value, or that subject to value on the property. So that one's fantastic because it could be something that, because of a room addition especially, that you don't have enough equity in the property as the house sits in its current state. But if we can give you credit for what it's going to be afterwards, then it allows you to complete that remodel and do it with a minimal amount of money out of pocket, if any. Sometimes it can all be financed depending on your equity position ahead of time. There is also an FHA option for that. FHA allows actually even a little over 100% of the value of the property. A little more restrictive on FHA in that there's limitations to the work that can be done in the remodeling, and so our loan officers will definitely discuss that with you and whether or not the FHA option makes more sense versus the conventional.
And somebody that is, I kind of skipped this in the last break, but as you're talking about, it reminded me of something we were talking about yesterday. When we're looking at somebody who's looking to pull out money to put improvements on their home because they think they can't sell it until they make those improvements, I generally tell people, unless it's something extremely critical, not to do that, because you're then basing what you think the next homeowner wants in their home. The statistics we see when somebody comes into a new home, new carpet, new paint. And a lot of people think they've got to put new floors and paint their home to sell it.
And in a situation like that, I think that's where definitely the real estate professional and for the realtor that you hire to help you with the sale of your home is definitely going to have some very valid input as far as the things that need to be done to the property in order to prepare it for selling. And so sometimes it's paint, but maybe it's going neutral with the paint because you have bright green walls or something, something that no one is going to like anyway. And so maybe you go neutral, and maybe the buyer is going to repaint again anyway, but at least it gets it into a state where it's more likely to sell and more attractive to the general buyer.
Okay. Now, George has texted in, and this is a long one. I'm going to try and get to it quick. His son, getting ready to graduate college, wants to move back to the neighborhood he grew up in, close to home, but like most of us, it's not a neighborhood that a college graduate can afford to move into.
Sure.
Now, what they're looking at, if he co-signed on it, the dad co-signs for his son, and he moves into his home and it collapses, well, between the dad's mortgage and what the liability would be if he had to start paying the mortgage on his son's home, would put him at about 55% of his income. I mean, is this something you do to say, you know what, I want my son close and I'm going to take this risk, or are we just, hey, you know what? You got to start somewhere, and if that means you got to grow up in a different neighborhood for a few years till you get established, and then come back to the neighborhood.
We see it all the time. And so it certainly depends on your parenting philosophies. There are certainly parents out there that would never co-sign for their kid on a house. But there are a lot that will. And it's something that we see frequently because that's the only way the kid's going to get into the house. So then the concern that he has about his own debt ratios as the parent, if he wants to do something again in the future, extremely valid. But on the upside of it, as long as his son makes the payments on the mortgage out of his son's own bank account, and so we would be able to document and see that the son is making the payments. Once he's done that for 12 months, when the father goes to do any financing on his own, we will not count the son's house payment against his qualifying. So there's a 12-month period of time where the son has to establish he's going to make the payments, and then it still shows up on dad's credit report, but it won't affect him in any other mortgage qualifying. Now, how it affects him in other types of financing, I can't speak to. That's outside of our field. But on mortgage financing, the ratio is not going to be impacted as long as the son has been making the payments for at least 12 months on time. If the son were delinquent on payments, then it kind of throws all of that out of the window. But there is a way to recover from the debt ratio once time is established with the son making the payments, and we see it all the time. Then as the son has gotten out of college and he's further into his career, then what we see is the son might refinance the house just into his own name to get his parents off of the loan.
And how long does that process, a refinance? Everything's average about 30 days still?
Currently, most things are less than 30 days. We see them going as fast as 15. The average is less than 30 days from application to funding.
Wow. Things are speeding up.
Technology is good.
Everything's speeding things up. Like you said, technology. Well, Harold, one more time, the number?
602. 595-1233.
Teresa, how long will Teresa be in today?
Teresa will be in until you stop calling.
Okay. Or during the week, galaxylending.com. You can find them in the finance category at rosieonthehouse.com. And the entire month of November, we're talking finance. Next week, we're going to be talking about the finance feature in our Homezada app. Imagine being able to have an application predict due to the warranty and the expected end date of your roof, what the projected cost of replacement. So when you get a new one, if you live in this home for 30 years to the end of that roof, you've had this plan to save for that the whole time. Or if you've got a home remodeling project, how the finance portion of this new digital platform works. And then the next week after that, we'll be in Tucson with the Tucson Trifecta. We've got a great lender, realtor, and home inspector talking about the importance of using that trio moving into a new home. And then we're talking Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know. There's nothing really. It's more of our Money Pit weekend. We're going to kind of have fun off of the Tom Hanks Money Pit movie and five blunders that people make that could lead them to the Money Pit in real life situations. So that'll be the month of November here at Rosie on the House. Until next Saturday, if you have a question, it's rosieonthehouse.com.